Good morning. This is Akashwani Kuhima. Reading you the morning bulletin, I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that social justice can be ensured only when justice reaches everyone, irrespective of their social or financial background. Addressing the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "Legal aid plays a vital role to ensure justice to all." He said, "In the last few years, the government has taken several steps to enhance the ease of justice."
लोक अदालतों और प्री लिटिगेशन सेटलमेंट के माध्यम से लाखों विवाद जल्दी सौहार्दपूर्ण और कम खर्च में सुलझाए जा रहे हैं। भारत सरकार द्वारा शुरू किए गए लीगल एड डिफेंस काउंसिल सिस्टम के तहत केवल 3 साल में लगभग 8 लाख क्रिमिनल केसेस का निपटारा किया गया है।
The Prime Minister also stressed on making the legal documents available in local languages. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has emphasized the importance of unity and adherence to the law as essential pillars for the development of Nagaland. Speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Eastern Nagaland People's Union Chumukedima yesterday, Mr. Rio called for community-led initiatives to combat the growing issue of illegal immigration, stressing the need for collective vigilance. Describing Dimapur as a miniature Nagaland, he emphasized the need to strengthen the law enforcement system in Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts to create a secure environment conducive to investment.
Dimapur to amakan sob yadi miniature Nagaland sob tribe sob jati yadi ase miniature in India hoise India manome yadi thake idu bara amakan leaders kan Dimapur area Newland Chumukedi Dimapur idu thik system de anile do pura Nagaland peace hobo development ahibo manu do boy na lage kina investment do ahibo idu potential bishi ase we are rich kidu namilai aro niyam de na thaka nimide we remain poor.
Mr. Rio also urged the youth to pursue entrepreneurship and private sector employment rather than relying solely on government jobs. Mr. Rio reaffirmed the government's commitment to the ENPO area and urged the people to actively contribute to the region's progress. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the 22nd Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region Zone 3 in Kohima tomorrow. The inaugural function will be graced by Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nipu Rio, Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, and Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly and Chairman of CPA, India Region Zone 3, Sharingayan Longkhama. The 2-day conference will bring together presiding officers, members of parliament, and members of legislative assemblies from the 8 northeastern states that comprise Zone 3 of the CPA, India Region. The theme of the conference is Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change, while sub-themes include role of legislatures in achieving Viksit Bharat and climate change in the light of recent cloudbursts and landslides in parts of the Northeast region. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, will address the closing ceremony on November 11th. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday laid the foundation stone for Assam's first university focused on technical and vocational education and training at Bholaguri in Biswanath district. The Sohit Kanaklata Borua State University will offer courses in various technology domains including artificial intelligence and machine learning, cybersecurity, blockchain, drone and navigation technology, Internet of Things and Smart Cities and Smart Environments. She expressed admiration for the university.
It is going to have a lot of academic research focus. It's also going to give skills to all the youth in terms of modern industrial revolution 4.0. The skills that is required by industry, whether it is artificial intelligence, deep tech, people are going to be trained in robotics and so on.
The university will feature academic blocks for 2,000 students and hostels for 1,620 students. And the Ultra Trail Kohima, a unique community-driven mountain endurance race, culminated at Zotsuma yesterday. The event featured 20-kilometer, 45-kilometer and 70-kilometer races, where men and women participants from across the country ran through some of the most scenic and natural terrains of villages, forests, farmlands and hills of Kohima. Sikkim's Nimsang Limbu and Shanti Rai emerged champions of the 70-kilometer category, while Ganga Hang Subba and Meena Kumari Subba, also from Sikkim, won the 45-kilometer race. Meanwhile, Wede T. Mero and Nainsai claimed the 20-kilometer category. Designed to promote ecotourism, the run gave runners a rare and immersive experience of the state's culture and environment. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.